Welcome to the Queen of Swords, the podcast where we take on relationship drama like a boss. Are you tired of being ghosted, breadcrumbed, or just plain confused? Well, grab a glass of wine, put on your favorite sweatpants, and join me, the one and only Queen of Swords, as I take you on a journey through the ups and downs of modern dating and relationships. With some relatable anecdotes and a little bit of tough love, I'm going to help you navigate the tricky waters of love, lust, and everything in between. So whether you're single, in a relationship, or it's complicated, join us every other week as we laugh, cry, and learn to slay the dating game like the queens that we are. Let's get started. So, welcome to Queen of Swords podcast. My name is Eva, and I am going to be your host over the next year. I thought that this initial episode, we would sort of talk about who I am, what my experience is, and then delve a little bit into what we're going to be covering over the next year on the schedule. So, I was born and raised in small town Vermont. Vermont, if you're not familiar with it, is one of the smaller states in the country. It is the home of Ben and Jerry's, maple syrup, and a landmark that is kind of famous, actually, which I never understood growing up, but it's called the Queechy Gorge. And they consider it like the East Coast Grand Canyon. People come from all over to check this thing out. And growing up, I never understood the appeal of it, but we get people from all over the country that would come to visit. Now, I lived in the same, maybe 25-mile radius the entire time that I was growing up. I would move around a little bit from town to town, but pretty much in the same general area, even after I got married the first time. It wasn't until 2012, after we lost our house in Hurricane Irene, that my husband and I decided we were going to be full-time RVers, and we were going to spend the winters in a warm place, and we were starting out looking for Arizona. We had just come across the New Mexico state border when the engine blew in our RV, and so we had to find a place to stay. And we got towed into this adorable little town in New Mexico, and it is called Tucumcari. When I say that this town is small, I mean that this town is small. In the 2021 census, there were only 5,207 people in the town of Tucumcari. We are actually what qualifies as a frontier town. It means something like there's less than one person per 10 square miles. So it is a very, very small town. But it's also one of those towns that it's almost timeless. This was a town that was a major stop on Route 66 when Route 66 was in its heyday. There was neon and motels, and it just was such a vibrant place, at least until the interstate came through, and then it sort of died down a little bit. But around town, you can still see remnants of the old neon and the places that used to be really popular in the day. And we have this one motel. It's called the Blue Swallow Motel, and it is the most photographed place on all of Route 66. When I took a digital photography class in college, they actually used the Blue Swallow Motel as an example in class of lighting. If you've ever seen the movie Cars, you'll also recognize the mountain that is supposed to be Radiator Springs Mountain in the movie is actually modeled after Tucumcari Mountain. The highest point for, God, probably 30, 40, 50 miles around. And there's a big T that's painted on the side of it, and it's something that's been there, and every year, you know, the graduating class goes up and they spruce it up a little bit and they, you know, make it their own. Anyway, once we landed here in New Mexico, I needed to find a job. Now, I have been reading tarot cards since I was about 16, 17 years old. And the beautiful thing about tarot is it's something that you can do online fairly easily. So I'm able to stay home with my kids and still be able to work and bring in an income. In addition to this podcast, I have a successful website and a blog. I have an Etsy shop. And I also am a full-time artist and have an art studio. So I've got a lot of balls up in the air, but one of the things that I keep coming back to time and again is relationships. And 99.9% of my tarot readings are about relationships. And yeah, I can get people who are reading my blog, but blogs are hard to read when you're driving to work, right? So I got the idea that I'm going to start up a podcast, and that this podcast is going to be solely focused on some of the major relationship issues that I see come up time and time again in my readings. Okay, so let's talk about what we're going to be talking about over the next year. I have broken it down so that we do an episode every 2 weeks. So most months you're going to end up with 2 episodes. There are a handful of months where we're going to end up with 3. Each episode will be 20, 25 minutes long. Each episode will also have show notes available on our website, which is queenofswordspodcast.com. And in those show notes, we'll have links to books that we talk about or downloadable worksheets or ebooks that will help you to understand the topic that we went over in the episode. We do have a planned list of topics that are laid out and pretty structured, but as we go over the schedule, you'll notice that in June and also in October, we are going to have what we call our listener Q&A sessions. These will be opportunities for you to email or message us with your questions that you want specifically addressed. It can be something that we've discussed already that you just want to sort of elaborate on or maybe make it more relevant for your situation. And we'll do those 2 times this year, and then next year we'll probably up the number of them as we get more and more listeners. All right, so let's get into the meat and potatoes. What exactly is it that we're going to be talking about? Well, in February, we're going to be talking about the 5 love languages. This is probably one of the easiest ways to fix your relationship, is to understand what your love language is and that of your partner. In March, we're going to talk about twin flames. We're going to talk about things that men wish you knew. And this is something where I actually have input from men of things that they notice women do that they really wish that you knew that they did or didn't particularly like. We're also going to cover communication skills. Then in April, we're going to talk about long distance relationships and how to fight fair. A lot of people get caught up in the emotion of fighting, and sometimes it makes it so that you're not able to effectively communicate what it is that's bothering you. In May, we're going to talk about infidelity and cheaters, and we're going to talk about abuse and gaslighting. In June, we'll have workplace relationships and our first listener Q&A session. July, we'll be talking about sex and intimacy and technology and texting. Then in August, we're going to cover trust issues and how to have good value conversations with your partner or with potential partners. That'll lead into September, where we have some conversations about online dating and what you should and shouldn't be doing, which apps you want to watch out for. We're going to talk about divorce and how to move on effectively. And we're going to talk about what happens when you get ghosted and what exactly ghosting is. In October, we'll have our 2nd of our listener Q&A sessions, and we're going to talk about dealing with your parents, their parents, in-laws, and the myriad of relationships and issues that can pop up from that. In November, we'll talk about age gap romances, and we'll talk about, can you reform a bad boy or a bad girl? Finally, in December, we're going to wrap up the year talking about how to create your own life outside of your relationship so that you can have fulfillment if, heaven forbid, the relationship should end. And we're going to talk about situationships. So if you have any suggestions for topics that aren't on this list that you want to see us do, by all means, you can always reach out to us anytime on the website, on our Facebook group, on any of the social medias, and just let us know what you would like to see. So I think that's a good place to wrap up this episode, which was really just about introducing you to the podcast, introducing you to me a little bit, and there'll be some more in-depth in the show notes that you can find over on our website. I really am looking forward to this year and having some really great conversations with you guys about relationships and the do's and don'ts. And I can't wait to see you guys in 2 weeks. Well, folks, that's a wrap on another episode of Queen of Swords. We hope you enjoyed the ride and that you're feeling a bit more empowered and a little bit less confused about the wild world of dating and relationships. Remember, when it comes to love, there are no easy answers, but with a little bit of humor, a lot of self-care, and a trusty sword by your side, you can handle anything the heart throws your way. So until next time, keep your sword sharp, your heart open, and your standards high. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcasting platform. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.